3 years in October I've been in. Hopefully parole October. Had charges last Friday dropped. Finally worked out, we're all innocent, you know?
Yeah. And, so where will you go back to when you get home?
I'll go back to Mum and Dad's. Mum and Dad are a bit medically unwell at the moment, so this is the time for me to stand up and give back to what they've given me my whole life. Good parents, good support network out there, so I'm pretty lucky, you know? It's one thing I like, bless, not make the thing of throwing it away again, you know? I realise what I got and fucking stick to it and stay on a good path. The first 3 months on parole, it's pretty intense, you know, so I spoke to my old boss and he's going to give me like whatever work I want, you know, but and then once that kicks back, I'll go back to working full-time in Union, in the tunnel and the Westgate upgrade. So got my rigging and dogman tickets, concrete, drilling, sawing, I've done all them, I've got all the cards, you know, so been doing Union work since I was 18-year-old, you know, so it's a big difference from nearly $3,000 a week to making $6 a day in here. It's a bit of kick in the guts, you know. That's one thing I don't understand about the parole thing. You know, first 3 months, it's strict. 3 days a week, your appointment's piss test and that. And they don't advise you to go back to work. But you go back to work to get normality back in your life. You're not working. You're bored for the rest of the time. Working should be the priority. But everyone sees it's different, I guess. But, yeah, it is what it is.